We are joined by attorney, barrister, and lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. That's a lot to fit on a hat. I know you got your lawyer extraordinaire on a hat. That'd be a lot to fit on one hat, though. But you're so good at everything when it comes to lawyering. And I want to ask you, over the weekend, I just checked just before we started this segment to see if Mike Lindell, owner and, in quotes, inventor of MyPillow, I don't know how you can invent a pillow. However, if he had denounced the claims over the weekend that he had made QAnon a promo code to buy on his MyPillow site, there was no mention or no denunciation of it. So is does the guy want to tube his business entirely? How do you do something like this?
I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I was following some of the Twitter chatter on this when it was first mentioned that QAnon was being used as a promo code. Now, it doesn't explicitly say that. It sounds like he's got, you know, I mean, you're familiar with his business model. It is discounts on those pillows all the time. It sounds like there's some sort of bug in his website where you could put like anything in there. Almost, and get a promo code, get the discount. I thought about going, I didn't do it, but I was going to go on and type in Biden and see if that even worked. But there's someone, because someone pointed out, if, you know, there's all these different, you know, if you typed in sale or promo or all these different things, that it would work. And so, but still, to be that clueless as to, you know, leave that, you know, when you're, I would say, to be that politically tone deaf to allow that, you know, to work is a problem.
Well, yeah, there are certain words you cannot allow work. You could use, because somebody probably typed it in, yeah, and it did go through, and that's how this started. But he should be on his website, instead of posting things about the election being a fraud, and every one of, just about every one of his posts has the Twitter disclaimer about election fraud on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, right, he better make sure, right, that you can't type in Nazi and get it. Or anything. I mean,
exactly.
Or any profanity. Exactly. I mean, that's just the.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
to not go online and say, I have nothing to do with this, it's a glitch that will be fixed, which he didn't do, is just, I mean, it's a huge oversight on his part. But I think he is so wrapped up in trying to help his buddy Trump and in trying to line himself up to run for governor. If he somehow came away with the Republican nomination, Walls, just about anyone could beat Walls, but even Jeff, well, maybe not Jeff Johnson, but I don't think that he has, there's no way that Mike Lindell can beat Walls, because Mike Lindell,
no,
I mean, he's
not
so polarizing, and there are people.
I don't think he can beat anybody. I don't think he can beat anybody. I think that if he's the endorsed candidate, for the Republicans, someone will run in a primary against him and hopefully win. Or someone will run as an independent and leave, you know, both these clowns behind, him and Walls, and get elected. But, you know, I mean, you know, you've lost it when you're, you know, you've spun up this theory, these theories about Trump winning, and you go to meet with Trump, and Trump basically gives the, thanks for coming, we'll call you.
Yeah, he gave him the Heisman.
And boots about it, and basically, yeah, exactly. Like when you're still pushing it, even after Trump appears to have conceded.
Well, it's also not a good thing
problem
when the only other guy in the room with Trump and him is a guy, this guy O'Brien, who in his little manifesto, he wants to be fired. And the guy that he went to meet with, that Trump sent him to meet with, is another guy that Lindell had in his little, you know, whatever you call, I'll call it a manifesto, to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing about Lindell, last April, he was, by the way, he said he was just a messenger for an attorney. In April, he was a messenger from God. He called himself that. And then he said, mm-hmm, when this first happened after the election and it didn't go well for Trump, that this is, you know, it could be the end of times. And then to call for martial,
yeah,
law in Minnesota. And again, now that he denied that it was in this thing he carried in there, this letter, but it was clearly in there that martial law and insurrection were both mentioned. And I feel bad for him. I hope someone in his family or someone tries to get him some help, because I really think he might be in need of it.
Could be. And, you know, this is a good example, too. I mean, he's had a very popular, very strong brand here for a decade or so. And, I mean, I just happened to be at a store yesterday and saw the MyPillow sitting there. And I have to wonder, how much longer are we going to see that? If he's going to tack out these positions and alienate people, stores aren't going to carry his product.
That's a great point. Yeah, the stores will start taking him off the shelves. And he may have gone, or appears he's gone from former crack addict to current crackpot. And that's not something you want to be carrying around when you own a business and you're the face of that business.
Right, right.
Because every commercial now is him.
Yeah, I mean, to me, and I have to play this role too. I mean, I have my political views, but you can't go running around, spewing politics all the time online or all over the place, because you're going to turn off business, and that's primary importance. I have no intention of ever running for office, so my opinions are my opinions. But business is business. That's got to be the top priority. That's more important than pursuing some chaotic quest for a political office.
Jeff, I think there's a reason his pillows have gone from what, $69 each to $29 each. Everything that he is promoting has been slashed because I think he's just trying to find a price point that people will buy. I'm going to do an awkward transition. I'll tell you what people will buy. The AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game, we know that no matter what, we will have what you called off the air, the young guns at quarterback against the, what did you call them, the Yodas or what?
The old Jedis.
Oh, the old Jedis, okay. Yeah, because you're going to get either Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, and I'm saying now, I think Brady's going to beat Rodgers. And hopefully Mahomes versus Josh Allen, and we don't know anything about Mahomes is how bad that concussion is, and having a wife who suffered a concussion a few months ago, I know how long that can last.
Yep.
So he's got there's a lot of protocols he has to pass.
Yeah, I hope that he does, pass through the protocols and is able to go next weekend. But the NFL can't be disappointed with the quarterback matchups in these playoff games. You get Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen. Now you get Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes. On the NFC side, you get all the matchups you'd want, right? Brady Breeze. Now you're going to get Brady Rodgers. You're going to get Mahomes and Josh Allen, and then set up this stage of the Super Bowl being the young gun versus the veteran. The NFL's got to be just salivating at the potential. But of course, with COVID, all the stadiums are half empty. So it's unfortunate that of all the years for this to happen, it's the year when the fans aren't in the stadiums. But I'm really looking forward actually to the Brady Aaron Rodgers matchup. I think that's going to be you finally get that one. I think it's going to be a fun game because they've got young talent around them, right? I mean, yes, they're older, but they've got some good young receivers, including Tyler Johnson had a key catch. Yep. The former Gopher had a key catch right there at the end yesterday. So, and Antoine Winfield forced the fumble on Jared Cook. I'm married to a Packers fan, I got my in-laws that live there, but also those former Gophers playing for Tampa Bay. I just want to see a good game.
You don't have to pick the Packers because your wife is a Packer fan. It's okay.
what I like about the Packers this year is Aaron Rodgers is one of the only pro athletes to speak out against all the COVID lockdowns. He called it house arrest. I'm like, you got to like a guy that's willing to say stuff like that. So there's political reasons for supporting A-Rod this year,
now,
too.
Next year, are you going to be a big Chargers fan?
I might, yeah. We got Brandon Staley, the new head coach, was Glenn Caruso's defensive line coach in 2009 at St. Thomas, as Glenn said on Twitter last night, Tommy for life. So kind of a cool story. He coached as an assistant at some smaller schools, and then has been a linebackers coach for the Bears and Broncos, and then was the defensive coordinator for the Rams this last season. But the Chargers seem to be trying to take a cue from the other team in LA, the Rams, and hire a young up and coming coach to try to lead the Chargers to the promised land. So yeah, I'm excited. It's a very cool St. Thomas connection there.
That's a great story. Well, Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Jeff O'Brien, take a quick break. The BS Show, be right back.